This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the violence in Texas. Six people dead in all. A series of attacks in Austin has left four people dead and at least three injured, and a man believed to be connected to them and the deaths of two people near San Antonio has been taken into custody, according to authorities. The dead were found in several homes. The man, who's in his 30s, has been charged with capital murder. His name has not been released. President Biden and former President Trump are going after each other verbally. The AP's Jennifer King with what Donald Trump said last night.
In what was described as a town hall that only included questions by Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel, former President Donald Trump was asked if he would promise to never abuse power as retribution against anybody if reelected.
Except for day one, meaning I want to close the border and I want to drill.
That's not retribution.
Trump has previously talked about targeting his rivals and referred to them as vermin. Hannity asked if he would break the law and use the government to go after people.
You mean like they're using right now?
Trump criticized Biden on cumulative inflation, U.S. border policy, and expressed doubt that the president has the stamina or mental alertness to make it through the campaign.
I don't think he makes it physically.
Returning to the White House Tuesday night, President Biden spoke to reporters after telling campaign donors he wasn't sure he'd run for re-election if Donald Trump wasn't also in the race.
Look, he is running and I have to run.
The former president has been dominating over fellow Republicans in polls both nationally and in Iowa, which will kick off the election with caucuses on January 15th.
The UN says more than 80% of Gaza's population has been driven from their homes since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. The UN also says that all telecom services have shut down. Sweden has signed an agreement with Washington that will allow the United States access to all of the military bases across Sweden. This is AP News. A pregnant Texas woman whose fetus has a fatal diagnosis is asking a court to let her have an abortion. The AP's Ed Donahue with her story.
A pregnant woman in Texas is asking a court to let her have an abortion. Texas is one of 13 states that ban abortion at nearly all stages of pregnancy. Kate Cox is a mother of two and is 20 weeks pregnant. She's been told by doctors her baby is high risk for a condition known as trisomy 18 and is likely to be stillborn or live a week at the most. Texas allows exceptions, but Cox's lawsuit says doctors have told her their hands are tied. The suit says Cox needs an abortion and she needs it now. In a statement, Kate Cox says she's trying to do the best for her baby and herself, but the state of Texas is making them both suffer. I'm Ed Donahue.
The top U.S. and Chinese diplomats agreed this morning to keep building on recent progress in bilateral ties. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.